The Vatican has opened the archives of Pius XI, who was pope between 1922 and 1939. Historians hope the documents will shed light on how the Vatican dealt with the rise of fascism and Nazism in Europe and how it responded to the persecution of the Jews. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports from Rome.
The Vatican archives are the private repository of all papal acts and correspondence over the last 1,000 or so years. The documents are said to stretch along nearly 50 miles of shelves. But there's no browsing. Selected scholars must ask in advance for precise documents, which they can study in a large reading room that can seat about 100. Ballpoint pens are banned, but pencils and computers are allowed. The documents of the 17-year papacy of Pius XI fill 30,000 bundles and took 21 years to catalog. Historian David Kurtzer says the man once known as Angelo Ratti became pope at an extremely important moment in history.
He has to deal with European fascism through Mussolini, then through Franco and Hitler, and how the pope meets those challenges is going to have some significance for what happens in the future with the war.
The documents of Pius XI should also shed light on his envoy to Germany and later his Secretary of State, Eugenio Pacelli. Pacelli would then become his successor, Pius XII. The Vatican insists that Pius XII worked hard behind the scenes to help save European Jews, but many scholars accuse him of not having done enough to prevent the Holocaust. Church historian Alberto Meloni says the newly available documents should provide greater context and help explain the shifts in attitude of Pius XI toward the political events in Europe in the lead-up to the war.
There is a change from initial indulgence, if not sympathy, for totalitarianism as a way to contain the communist threat, to a different attitude expressed mostly in 1938 against Nazism and against fascism.
Angelo Ratti was the first pope to recognize officially the Italian state, and in 1929 he signed a formal treaty with Mussolini known as a concordat. 4 years later, just after Hitler came to power, Pius XI signed another concordat with the Nazi state. Historian Kurtzer says that Pius XI was aware he was making deals with devils in order to secure advantages for the Catholic Church. But Kurtzer says that attitude changed toward the end of his papacy.
The Pope began to regret to some extent what he had done, and he really had some crisis of conscience.
In 1938, as he was growing even more concerned over what was happening in Germany and the rest of Europe, Pius XI asked an American Jesuit, who was known for his anti-racist views, to prepare a draft encyclical directly condemning racism and anti-Semitism. But, Kurtzer says, the Jesuit order was not enthusiastic.
The head of the Jesuits worldwide essentially was an anti-Semite himself, and it only got to the Pope in his very last days. He was too frail to do anything, died.
And so did the encyclical.
Pius XII essentially buried it. He didn't want to anger Hitler, and so did nothing with the draft encyclical.
Historians are not expecting to find a smoking gun in the musty Vatican documents of Pius XI. But since the Vatican says the archives of his successor, Pius XII, won't be made available for at least another 25 years, scholars are hoping to get a better understanding of the personality of the man who succeeded Pius XI and provoked so much controversy with his silence during World War II. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.